We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by G Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union, Life Moves, Live Well, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
And welcome inside M&D here at Northern Quest Resort and Casino, getting ready for the Eagle Football Coaches Show this evening. Coming up, we've got Coach Best here along with us, and we also will be hearing in just a little bit from a couple of players, as we'll have Darnell Hogan, Eagle defensive end here, as well as Dresante Dorton, who had a pretty good day for himself last week. Wearing the number 10 for the Eagles, which is what Cooper Kupp wore back in the day. Coach Best, though, starts us out here. We had a little power bump that fouled up the film, so fans didn't get to see quite the film that they normally get an opportunity to see here, so we appreciate their patience through that. Let's talk about the Lindenwood game, Coach. You got to give them credit. They were down 31-0. They hung in the game, and they made you stay competitive throughout the contest.
Absolutely. And we, going into that game, knew they had length, knew they had girth, especially on the defensive side of the ball. They're a bunch that likes to fly around. They don't do a ton. They're not exotic in how they approach offenses, but we knew there was going to be some opportunities for some shots to take, and we took those shots, but we hit a little bit of lull in that second quarter in all three phases, and we went from 31-0 to two scores at halftime. So we routed the troops heading into the third quarter and did what we needed to do and scored more points than them at the end of the game. So that's always the goal. And I'm a firm believer there's no such thing as an ugly win. You either win or you lose. And yes, we always want to execute better, but would you rather execute at a high level and lose or execute at a low level and win? And I'd choose the latter. That's just me, though.
Dennis Merritt was injured in that game, and I'm sure, you know, you were up 21-0 when that happened, and I wanted to take a look today at the penalties and some of the things that maybe you did poorly in that ball game to see if there was a correlation. I didn't get to that point, but how much did that injury kind of take the wind out of the sails of guys?
Well, like you said, we it wasn't right away where the wind was taken out. I think we got another 7 or 10 points, But I think as it kind of wore on, I mean, they Lindenwood hit their stride as well. So it wasn't just about us and us letting off of the gas pedal or not executing as well. They kind of found their rhythm, their flow, executed a few third downs that were incredible. That quarterback can throw it around the yard and made a few amazing catches. I mean, the last 2 weeks, I've been amazed at the touchdown catches I've seen. I've seen four touchdown catches I don't know if I've seen in 20 years as an Eastern coach in a you know, on our defense in 20 years. And so there's been two in Seattle and two this last week that were incredible, and a couple of them were on third down. And so at some point you got to tip your cap to those folks, and we're in a good position. We just didn't make the plays when they were there to make, and if we're doing that, then we've got a chance down the road to execute a bit more. But they're going to make plays too. We just happened to, like I said, hit a little bit of a lull in that second quarter, but we got out of it, and here we are today.
Talk about their quarterback. We were both impressed with him, Paul and I, in the booth. He's a guy that wouldn't look out of place in the Big Sky Conference.
Gamer. You just watch his film, and his arm slot's a little bit low. He is a guy that will throw from various arm angles, get out of a lot of trouble. We're around his lower extremities three or four times in the game and just couldn't corral him. And he's a competitor. I mean, those two things come to mind. He's a guy that they lean on. He makes their offense go. We took eight out of the ballgame. They're All-American, you know, tight end, wide receiver. He didn't do a ton of damage throughout the game. And so we held him in check. But the quarterback is absolutely a guy that could fit in this conference and be very fine in a lot of offenses.
I thought you did a good job on Henneman, number eight. He was outstanding. Big body out there. But the two guys, as Rose and the other receiver, Jackson, I thought really played well, as you mentioned. And you're exactly right. There have been four touchdown catches that you could put on any SportsCenter highlight, you know. And you can't blame the defensive back. Sometimes players make plays. They were making some plays when they got hot from that standpoint.
All right, so we're having a problem with you. Hang on just a second here. I was thinking that we weren't hearing you very well, and we're not hearing you very well.
Well, not just tonight.
Without a doubt. So let's try this a little bit better.
That may have been the best question I've ever asked, ever.
There you go.
And I got punted. But that's okay. It's the editors and censors coming in. My question to you, Coach, was you had some athletes on the offensive side of the ball for them that was really making plays, a lot like what Washington did, you know, with some outstanding catches. How do you kind of react and get your guys to calm down a little bit when somebody does something above the ordinary?
Well, whenever a quarterback has 4 to 5 seconds to be able to deliver the ball to various parts, especially guys that are able and capable of continuing routes and making plays, it's tough. I mean, you could be back there for 3 or 4 seconds, and they probably make some hay with you, you know. So we at times we got pressure on the quarterback, and he got out of the pressure. Sometimes we didn't get out of the pressure on the quarterback. And whenever you don't get the quarterback to feel uneasy, that makes life difficult for that back seven. And so we kind of tied some loose ends up. But, yeah, you got to tip your cap. Those guys made some incredible balls. And, you know, Cal Kreiner, God bless his heart, he was bent up over you know, the situation where the ball is right behind him. He tried to turn. He kind of fell down. Just an awkward moment for him. And so those were the stars didn't align for us a few times. But it wasn't because of lack of effort. It wasn't because of necessary lack of execution or want to. It's just they made a few more plays in those situations.
Last year, first home game, Simba Webster, 59-yard touchdown pass on the first play. Very similar. You came out and housed one to Dre Dorton, I think 78 or 9 yards, something like that. Was that a design play? Was that an audible? Did you guys call that hoping they were going to be, or seeing that they were going to maybe be in a certain defense that would allow you to take a shot downfield like that?
Yeah, you know, we mix our stuff up, and it's always fun to get in a coordinator's head, you know, talk about the first game or the first play or the first series or the first shot you're going to take or the first screen you're going to throw. And that was a situation where we anticipated a coverage. We got the coverage we wanted, and guys executed the correct assignments, and the ball was thrown in a great place. And when you got a guy that can sling the ball as long as Eric Berrier and run as fast as Dre Dorton, good things are going to happen. And so I'm proud of number 10. This number 10, I mean, it's a different version, same number that we've been accustomed to. But Dre Dorton has worked his absolute backside off for 4 years. It hasn't always been pretty. I told him that in the locker room after the game, that hasn't always been pretty, but your hard work is starting to show, and I don't want you to stop after game two. And so he's earned everything he's got. He's always got one of the biggest smiles that I've ever seen walking by him. And I say, your life ain't that fun all the time. No one smiles that much. And he swears he's always happy. And I can't even make him mad. So somehow I'm going to have to get him to talk to my wife at some point to tell her what the recipe is for him not to be mad at me. But hey, great game. And, yes, I did call Cooper, text Cooper Saturday night and let him know there's a new number 10 in town.
Coach Shoemaker is your new offensive coordinator, came in from Central, former head coach, coaches the quarterbacks now and is your OC. Bodie Reeder was last year. And I know in the day they used to have headsets where you could switch over to offense and defense. Do you get to kind of give the blessing on the play like the Pope? If it comes down and say maybe you don't like that play, do you make changes? Give us a little dynamic behind the scenes on how that relationship works, because I've always wanted to ask that. And since we have you here, you know, good, bad, or ugly, how does that work? How's that function?
I'll give you the short version. Okay. I want coaches to coach. I do have input. I probably have too much input sometimes. So I'll get the stare down the sidelines, just like the one I get at home. So the home is no different than the office, which is no different than the field sometimes, whether it be players or coaches. We do have input. Most of the input we try to make is in between series to have quick conversations so when we can make adjustments when we go back out to the field. Because, as you know, you take the game plan in, and all of a sudden they do something to take away something that you thought that they were going to do. You've got to make adjustments. But I think probably too freely sometimes. I like to use long 3, 4, 5 syllable words at times. I like to have fun, but I like to be into the game. I'm not, okay. I mean, just me just standing there on the 50-yard line with my arms crossed, that's not my cup of tea. That's not what offensive line coaches do, whether they're head coaches or position coaches. So I like to have fun. I like to challenge the guys. I like to bring energy. I like to be myself, but I want to let coaches coach, but I want to add at times to make things better if given the chance.
Thank you for being honest on that, because that's the battle that every coaching staff and head coach, they all go through the same thing. I had a great conversation with Jim Walden about that, and he had some very interesting stories over the years. Anyway, I thought the game went in 3 phases. I thought you guys got off to a brilliant start. You know, you were blistering this team, and then, of course, in my opinion, it looked like the air went out, you know, after Dennis was injured. And then a rally, and you got back to blistering the team again. And I give Lindenwood a lot of credit for kind of weathering the storm early, coming back, making a heck of a game out of it, and then, you know, keeping the pedal to the floor all the way through. And I think that's a great test for this football team early in the season, because you had to weather adversity in multiple ways. Your opinion?
Absolutely. You know, and I think everybody in this room, everybody listening, all the Eagle fans over the long time Eastern's been pretty successful. I think we've been spoiled with points and spoiled with yards. So all of a sudden, if it's not 100 points and 900 yards, and it wasn't a good day. I think sometimes we lose sight as coaches and players that you prepare 6 days, a lot of hours. I won't tell you how many hours, but a lot of hours for a 3-hour session that you hope goes as well as possible. We're not going to be perfect, but we chase perfection. So we don't want to be perfect. We want to be right. There's a big difference. When you're right, you're confident. When you're trying to be perfect, you're not confident. And so it's not always going to unfold the way fans want it to unfold. It's not always going to unfold the way players or coaches want it to unfold. And so some of the spoiled riches we've had, I get a good smile at, Paul, over the course of time, because then I'd argue, would you like 14 points and 250 yards every week? I struggle with some of that. So some of that's our own doing, but it's never going to be perfect. We want to be right.
You know, it's funny, because then you look at the records, the receiving record, the total offensive record, all of the different things that came into play. You broke a record for Cooper Kupp, who's, you know, on his way to trending to become an all-pro in the National Football League. I mean, I think the standard's awfully high. I mean, that's a high torch to reach for, and that makes it harder and harder, I would think, each season. But each team comes in and kind of establishes their own criteria. You're starting to see this team kind of put their best foot forward. And you talked about this in the past, where you try to see the biggest improvement from game one to game two, and then again to see an additional improvement from game two to game three. Is that something you're working on to make happen?
Absolutely. You don't want to play your best ball in the first game. I mean, because there are going to be a lot of things that go on in that first game, and you're going to find your identity throughout the course of the season. You hit your stride midseason and start gradually getting better after you've kind of created your own identity. That's where we want to be. At the end of the day, we want to win every game, but we want to do it the right way in the Eastern way and continue to improve along the way. Hopefully, we're not taking 2 steps forward and 3 steps back. That's always the idea, is continue to move forward, even even if it's not leaping, even if it's just walking. But, you know, you mentioned it with all these guys that are littered on the record boards. And I told the team after the game, I mean, bask in that. This is Dre's opportunity to shine. I mean, you talk about the appreciation sitting behind some really good players, not sitting, but truly working behind the scenes where not a lot of people see these guys work because they don't play a ton on Saturdays. Then they get the opportunity and you almost appreciate those things more. You know, the car you buy is the one you appreciate more than mom and dad buy the same car. You take better care of it. You appreciate it more. You reflect a little bit more often. And so the appreciation for a guy like Dre getting his opportunity where he was a kick returner, a hell of one, and still is in 17 and playing a little bit last year and not up to the standard that he wanted to be last year, really put a ton of work in and has battled a lot of things along the way. And this is just only a beginning. So is much as it's one person, that's a lot of guys on our team that have gotten the opportunity in year four and year five to be able to show what they can do on Saturdays. That's fun to see. I mean, it gives me chills talking about it because I know how much work they've put in. And instead of starting at another institution and playing 4 years and not having the success that they've had in those 4 years, they'd rather do it in 1 year and appreciate that year that they did it in. So we have a unique situation here at Eastern. We're always trying to advance a standard, and it's tough. What we do is tough. It's hard. It's not easy, but you appreciate those moments even more.
Yeah, high bar you guys have to clear on a yearly basis with this team and the success that you've had over the years. Special teams, especially kickoff coverage, has not been good so far this year. You've got a couple of handfuls of injuries. When you're missing a couple of, let's say, third-team linebackers, when you're missing a defensive end or two and a safety or two, that hurts special teams, I would guess, because not only do you not have those guys on special teams, but you might be more hesitating to put a backup out there as well, because if that backup gets hurt on special teams and you're down the third team, that means the number one guy's pretty much got to go all the way.
Well, here's the other thing I think about, and a lot of people think about it the opposite of myself, which is probably the right way, but I'll just tell you how I feel about special teams. It's a one-play sequence. So if you're trusted in a one-play sequence, they probably trust you on offense or defense. It's not the other way around. It's not if they trust you on offense or defense that they're going to trust you in a one-play sequence. If you can do it for one play and do it really well, whether you're a first-team guy, second-team guy, third-team guy, you're probably going to be decent when you get in a 10- or 12-play sequence on offense or defense. A lot of people thinking about it the other way around, where because you're a starter means you're going to be an excellent special teams player. You build trust on special teams. That's what you do, and that's where you make your first momentous transition to playing most of the time, whether it's in college or whether it's in the pros. That's where you're noticed if you're not an everyday down guy on offensive defense. So we've got to shore up our kick cover team without question. There's too many returns the first one of the game. It's never a good sign when you're talking to the offensive line and the crowd is silent because – they're running for another 50 yards, and luckily there's a yellow flag on the ground that brought that back. That's not a good sign when you've started out the game in a one-play fashion for a touchdown. So we'll shore those things up. But whether it's starters or not starters on offense or defense, we collectively as a unit must do a better job of doing our each individual job better and take more pride in it.
Eric Berrier did not, I don't think, put the ball in jeopardy even one time in this game, outside of the one time maybe he was hit and it kind of fluttered up in the air and Kester ended up making a catch on it. But he played well within himself on Saturday.
Absolutely. You know, we talked about playing fast, 100-play mentality, and whether we were going to get there or not, we got close. But that was the mentality. Our guys like to play fast because when you do things fast, Paul, you don't think. You know what I'm saying? When you're working, you don't think. When you there's nothing to think about when you're always going, you know. And so that was kind of our mentality going in. Take what they give you. You know what I'm saying? Be calculated in your risk taking, but take what they give you. Whether it's a check down, whether it's a drip, whether it's a hook, whether it's a curl, whether it's a flat, and then take the shot over the top when necessary. And then if we miss it, we'll be second and 10, and we'll move the sticks in the next two plays. And so Eric's done a fine job thus far, but some of that goes to the protection too. You know, he's not running for his life. He's in a cocoon for the better part of the day. The offensive line did a good job keeping him protected. He looked confident. He's kept his eyes downfield instead of looking at the rush. And that really sets the tone for any game in that first couple series, how he feels in the pocket to be able to deliver the ball to the appropriate receivers.
Eagles at Jacksonville State on Saturday, noon for the pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll talk about the Gamecocks with Coach Best right after we pause for this timeout. It's the Eagle Football Coaches Show live from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You may be eager to break ground on a new outdoor project, but never just start digging. Buried electric and natural gas lines can be anywhere. It's the law to call 811 at least 2 business days before you dig. Spray paint white lines showing your dig zone, and a crew will mark the utility lines. Mark accuracy zone is within 2 feet of the mark, so always hand dig to expose the line first. Call 811 before you dig. The service is free for residential customers. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Let's start with America's best brand, Ford. Ford was one of the first great American-made success stories. And today, Ford has never been stronger, producing more vehicles to compete, not just locally, but globally. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle line, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's team of more than 70 subspecialized radiologists is the largest group of its kind in our region. Every day, and for every patient, they leverage their expertise to deliver the detailed and potentially life-saving answers that patients and their physicians need to guide their care. So when you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Coors Light presents A Word from Kirk Herbstreit.
It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for college football. It means your fridge is filled with Coors Light. It means last night's pizza is this morning's breakfast. And washing it down with your first Coors Light of the day is worthy of an It's Saturday morning, and it means showers are optional.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, the official beer of Saturday morning. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Eagles and Jacksonville State on Saturday. Again, noon for the pregame, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. Coming up here on the Eagle Football Coaches Show, talk to a couple of seniors, Dre Dorton and Darnell Hogan. They'll join us here in just a little bit. Coach Best rejoins us. Eagles headed south, Jacksonville State. It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be humid. What do you do to try in a short amount of time to acclimate to the weather, or do you?
You don't. You prepare like you can for every game, given the elements that you're in. You don't want to make too much of it. We'll be down there for 48 hours. We'll travel Thursday. We got to practice in Thursday, take off, get in Thursday early evening with a two-hour time change. And we're probably one of the few teams, Larry, that runs every day of practice. There's always what we call run to win phase. So there's always something we do, call it conditioning, we call it run to win, so it tricks the players, and it's not that, you know, as awful as it once was when they said get on the line.
Oh man, my goodness. I don't miss those.
No, I don't. I have memories and nightmares about those things. So we try to simulate that all camp. We've been doing that all camp. We knew this was going to be the case, but you don't try to stuff a three-hour segment into a week. We're not going to wear garbage sacks underneath our pads or anything like that. We're gonna execute. cute. If we need to rotate players more often than we will, we trust our players. But we need a player brand of football, dictate the tempo, and take our game on the road. We've got a ton of corrections we can make, and I'm excited to see those corrections take place on Saturday.
You're just starting to break these guys down as far as getting to know them. But one thing you do know is their quarterback was recruited by Clemson and was on scholarship at Clemson, so you know he can play a little bit of football.
No, he's not the only one. I mean, they rotate in 8-10 deep on the defensive line. They've got Mr. Bridges, an All-American safety. They got three senior receivers. I mean, they're very capable from a talent standpoint. They've won 5 OVC championships in a row. So they've ran their league for the last 5 years. And so they didn't play too well in their first game. And you saw it on film, but their second game, they played really well. And they controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides. And this will be a test. This will be fun. These are really fun games for various reasons or a variety of reasons. But to play with two teams, I think I saw one of Dave Cook's releases, 177 wins between the two of us since 2010, was it? That stuff's fun to be able to home and home do that piece. It's fun. We want to play anyone anywhere. You know, we're not going to turn it down, and we've got a great outfit in front of us on Saturday. So we're going to have to tighten our screws, bat down the hatches, and let her rip for 3 hours on Saturday.
Another thing you don't see a whole lot of that they have is a 6'7 tight end, a 6'7 wide receiver, and a 6'4 wide receiver. So there's a lot of size, not only on the outside, but work in the middle too at the tight end.
Yeah, being a 5'10 O-lineman, I've always looked up to my position, you know, over time. So tall people are what I'm used to, Larry. But, yeah, there's some unorthodox size at some of those positions, but that just makes the challenge even stronger. And so we play who we play, we schedule what we schedule, and we'll play as hard, as fast, and as fierce and as physical as we can, and see where the chips fall after that 3 o'clock kick come Saturday in Jacksonville.
You know, you talk about running and all the different things in terms of conditioning, but I think hydration is going to be an important thing because you can't emulate humidity, and that's something I lived in Baton Rouge and Houston and Chicago and kind of the Midwest, and it's a different kind of deal. It's great because you loosen up, you're ready to go, but then about halfway through, all of a sudden muscles start cramping, and you know you're going, what the heck? So is that something you work on, you know, with the training staff in terms of maybe drinking more water, getting more electrolytes in your system, doing things with protein to maybe try to help out and try to offset all of the, you know, the weight and water stuff that you're going to lose because of what you're going to face weather-wise?
Yeah, Paul. But again, we try not to do it the week of. You know, we there's build up to that point. I mean, Fordham was a lot the same way. We played 2 years ago back there. Beautiful, beautiful weather. Almost too beautiful, as a matter of fact. I mean, it was hot. It was muggy. And so we've taken a lot of steps necessary to put us in position to where we weren't in 2014 with Vernon cramping in Corvallis. And we used to have a lot of cramping issues early on in the year. And so our strength and conditioning staff, Nate Berry, has done a fabulous job. And that's not a plug because he asked me to plug him. He's done a great job. He's come up with different exercises, different ways to attack the hydration phase going into games throughout the entire year. Whether it be liquids, whether it be food, whether it be diet, whether it be sleep, whether it be hydration, does a great job. And it's not just the morning of or post-game. It's post-practice, it's pre-practice, it's pre-lift, it's post-lift. And so he's just turned that around immensely. And so the last 2 weeks, knock on wood, we haven't had a ton of guys that have had cramps. And I can't think of, you know, even the last couple of years, and September is usually the big month where you play high degree games where we haven't had a ton of guys having to be walked off the field or tended to based on cramps. So it's a collective effort.
You know, you mentioned Fordham, and I think that I like about what you do is we went to Ground Zero and had a chance to see that, which was absolutely impressive and an unbelievable experience. You know, going down to Alabama, it's a different deal. You don't travel through that state very often. This is something a lot of people probably have never been there and have that experience. Is that something, you know, as you as a coach and a person would like to see, you know, maybe some different games hosted in different states and try to do things when you're coming down? I understand business. You're down there to win the football game, but there's also life experiences that come into play with that. Give us your philosophy on that.
Well, I think a few things occur. I mean, obviously you get an opportunity to play in different parts, whether it be a coach or a player. You try to take advantage of that. You don't look for those things. You don't seek out those things every time. But when the opportunity presents itself, it's nice to be able to kind of get out of your comfort zone, a comfort level, or off the West Coast if given the opportunity, especially in a home-and-home situation, so it's not just there and there's no return visit. And so we'll get the opportunity to sneak off campus and take in some sights and with the team because, again, I mean, you're not down there. Your tie doesn't need to be that tight. Your shirt doesn't need to be buttoned up the entire time. I mean, there's some protocols. There are some things that are expected on road trips and the way we act, the way we dress, the way we – but we got to have fun. We have to be able to have conversations. We got to be able to be ourselves and then start locking in as we get, night before, as we get into the team meetings and OD unit meetings and morning of and pregame meals. And so there's got to be a balance. I mean, it's just like a game. It can't be all fun all the time, but it can't be all serious all the time. That's what life presents. That's what this game of football presents, and that's what we try to present on the road when we do get the opportunity to travel to parts outside of the Pacific Northwest.
All right, Coach, two seniors here today. Who goes first?
Well, I'm going to go Darnell Hogan. He had the pick, which is the most important. He got us a possession. Dre only got us touchdowns, but Darnell got us a possession. So I got to give it to Darnell.
All right, Darnell Hogan, you'll meet him next on the Eagle Football Coaches Show, live from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Credit card debt is the most expensive debt.
How did Numerica help you pay off your credit card so fast?
It's actually pretty simple. I consolidated all my credit cards under one low interest rate and then put an additional 10% of my income each month towards paying the debt off. That's it.
At Numerica, we think it's time we had the money talk. Visit numericacu.com.
When you play Washington's Lottery, it helps fund education, stadium development, and businesses across the state. So we'd like to thank our players for their help. Thanks to the always plays her son's birthday numbers lady from Spokane, and the only scratches with his lucky coin guy from Olympia, and the I only play if the jackpot has at least three commas in it heavy hitter from Edmonds. A big heartfelt thank you to all our players. Visit wallottery.com/whobenefits.
Numbers rounded, must be 18 or older to purchase. Statistics and figures are from the 2018 Washington's Lottery Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Gee Automotive is proud to sponsor Eastern Washington football. The Gee Automotive family has teamed up to bring amazing deals to all Eagles fans. So come out to Gee and Liberty Lake for special deals on GMCs, Buicks, and Kias. Whether you're ready for the luxury of a Buick Encore, the engineering of a GMC Yukon, or the style of an all-new Kia Telluride, we say, go Eagles! And go see Gee, just off I-90 in Liberty Lake.
Tackle your toughest projects this fall with Pape Rents, proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University football. With scissor lifts, rough terrain forklifts, boom lifts, towable air compressors, light towers, and a full line of equipment from Hyster, Yale, Genie, and Skyjack, we have everything you need for this season's projects. We're located at 5518 East Broadway in the Valley. Visit us online at paperents.com. Pape keeps you moving. Go Eagles!
All right, we'll be on the air at noon on Saturday, 1 o'clock for the kickoff as the Eagles take on Jacksonville State. If you are going to the game and you're flying in through Atlanta, Doug Kelly is asked to have this mentioned, that there's going to be an alumni and friends reception at the New Realm Brewing Company in Atlanta. New Realm Brewing Company. You can either get in touch with Doug or look up New Realm Brewing Company on the internet. I don't believe this is an official Eastern function, but if you're going in through Atlanta and you want to gather with other Eastern friends, New Realm Brewing Company in Atlanta. All right, senior defensive end Darnell Hogan joins us. This is a young man, ladies and gentlemen, who was a true student athlete in that he was a student athlete, but he was also paying his own way. He was a walk-on. He was non-scholarshiped at all until this fall. So this is a redshirt senior who paid his own way for a few years, finally got the scholarship news this fall. What was that like when you were told that, hey, young man, you're on scholarship?
I think that was an amazing feeling. It's something I've been waiting on, working on for my whole college career, and it's just making my way to earn respect, trust, and just fans of my teammates and just family, and it's been a good time.
So in a day and a time when you can – When guys are looking for an excuse to go someplace to play, how did you manage? What was your mindset that you were going to stay here and make it work and see more time on the playing field? You played some in 17, some in 18, but why did you make that decision to stay instead of trying to find a place where maybe you'd play a little more?
Well, I never wanted to leave in the first place because I love the Eastern environment, Cheney. I love my teammates, the coaching staff. Everybody was just it was a great family environment, and I didn't want to do all that extra effort just to go find somewhere else. I feel like I was in a good place where people love and care for me. So leaving was never in my thoughts whatsoever.
And again, you're the student athlete. You have either graduated or you're very close to doing it. And as I understand it, you walked in in June, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I walked this last spring. I just got to take one. I took one class in the summer, had to finish some math classes. And I got to take one class in the fall, and it's just football and one class, and it's pretty special.
All right, I usually ask this at the end of the interview, but since we started it, I'll ask you now, what did you major in? What do you want to do with life when football ends?
That's a tough question. I mean, well, I did a major in communications and a minor in a business, and what I want to do with my career, that's also tough because I originally just love to talk with people. I think communication is like just a big basis for any type of career. So I've always been good at communicating with people, talking to people, opening up with people, and getting people to open up to me and stuff like that. So anything where I can help people or talk to people, hopefully in the sports realm, because I love sports, period. So anything like that, I haven't really put a huge amount of thought into it because I want to focus on football right now at the moment. But stuff like that, yeah, that's what I'm interested in.
Heck, you can take my spot right now.
Yeah.
Seriously, you're a smoothie, man. That's impressive. Hey, quit clapping so much out there now, darn it. Anyway, I think I have so much respect for you for doing what you've done, for staying the course, you know, after all those years, and it would have been so easy to go somewhere else and, you know, apply your trade there. But you stayed, and you stuck in there, and with all the garbage that's going on with the transfer portal stuff now, absolute hats off to you, my man. Seriously, very, very cool. Secondly, zone blitz. You drop back and you pick the ball off. You look, you know, like you were going to do a Heisman pose out there for a second. How cool was that when you drop back and all of a sudden you see the knucklehead throwing the ball and hitting you right in the chest?
Well, that play was perfect for that situation because he was looking for that dump-off pass down the middle. So in my job, I just did my job and saw the opportunity. I had to take it because if I missed the opportunity, I'll be upset with myself. Everybody else would be upset with me, so I had to jump on that. And I should have probably used the Heisman pose on that one because I did get caught up on that. But that was a good time. I was looking straight for the end zone this whole time. So
hey, six returns for touchdowns last year, either scooping scores or picks. And I was hoping that was going to be number one in the second game of the year.
Me too, yeah.
I just want to know, did you take some stuff when you got back to the sidelines because the guy finger tackled you, caught you on the toe, and you fell over?
Absolutely, yeah, because everybody thought I froze for a second. I thought I froze for a second when I caught it, but after rewatching the film and stuff, it was pretty smooth. But, yeah, a bunch of people gave me stuff for getting caught up. Pick your feet up. You got to do a lot more cleans. It gets more explosion, all that stuff. So, yeah, I got a lot of fun stuff from that.
You got a pretty good defensive line, actually pretty good defense. And you're going to get tested this week down in Alabama against Jacksonville State. But it looks like each game, each quarter, kind of each series, the Eagle defense is getting better. Etienne Enna is a brand-new defensive coordinator. He's been around. Mm-hmm. But for the first time, do you kind of like the schemes that they're putting into play? And does that kind of play into your strength as a defensive player?
Having Coach Enna as the DC, I feel like that's great because, well, he's originally my DN coach. He still is. But I feel like he's more versatile in how he's going to call certain plays in certain situations. He's going to take risks and all that stuff, and that's what we need. And we have a bunch of players that would love to take that risk with us and with him. So I feel like it's a perfect situation.
When you're a senior, you have to kind of act as a leader. And people are going to look up to you now that you're Mr. Scholarship winner. You know, you get to go out there and really kind of set the tempo. And when you get a pick like that in a big situation, that really kind of builds upon the season. Do you guys have goals personally and or as a team defensively in terms of what you want to accomplish this year?
Our goals are always as a unit, as a team. For our defense, we want to always get 30 takeaways and 30 sacks for the whole year. And that's usually our goal as mainly for our defensive unit as a group.
Is it okay if you guys go back to the national championship and win it? Because Larry and I, the only way we're going to get a ring is through you guys. Would you do that?
I'll be completely fine with that.
Okay, absolutely. Good. Yeah. I agree with that one because that was a fun experience last year except the darn score and those goofballs from North Dakota State. We'll have to talk about that. But I see some really good improvement coming on here, and I think you guys are in a position to really make a run. And you could just tell that this is a team that's starting to get it. Do you get that feeling?
Oh, yeah. Through each game from the first game and second game, I feel like we just keep improving, keep learning from our mistakes, and that's just going to make us that much better and that much we apply things more to the next game and then the next game. I feel like the more we practice, the more we learn on what we need to do better, then we're just going to be that much better as a team.
How much football did you play growing up? Were you a kid that always played, or are you kind of to it late in life, so to speak?
I played a lot of Little League growing up, and then back when I was going into high school, Garfield was a big basketball school and not so much of a football school. And I really wanted to do basketball really bad. So I got really into basketball throughout high school. And I played 1 year of football my sophomore year. When I was a 5-weeker, so I had bad grades the year before. My first game was against Skyline, so we played Max Brown and Splendo. we got ran through, but I had a pretty good game. I think I had like 2 forced fumbles and 6 tackles or whatever. But then I got concussed that game. Then I couldn't play the next 2 games. And then we played Newport, but that was pretty much it for football in high school.
So do you think you're just starting to kind of tap into potential that you have for the sport? Because you didn't play it that much?
Yeah, because I've had a lot of great people, great players in front of me, like Samson and Albert Avili and Andre and those bunch of D-line guys I look up to and stuff. And it's taken me a while to acclimate to the defensive line because I never played defensive line before. I'm not going to use that as an excuse, though. But I was always the super skinny guy. Coming into my freshman year at Eastern, I was about 190. And I had nothing else to do but work out and go to school. And I used to watch the games all the time at Eastern and like watch away games on my phone and all that stuff. So I was really engaged and really wanted what I earned. So
as a walk-on, you weren't even really a recruited walk-on. You Correct. Came and tried out to become a walk-on. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I spent, because I had a whole bunch of time on my hands, and I hated it so much because I didn't know what to do. School is not my favorite thing, so sports always kept me going through school. And I'd always work out every day and then go to the field when they're not practicing and stuff and do some ladder work or whatever the case may be. And then I talked to Coach Kerrickey back when he was still here, and I saw him at the weight room and all that, and I just chatted him up, make sure he knows that I'm coming, you know, so he's not surprised and doesn't know who I am. So that was a good time. Came to a tryout. I was already prepared, you know. So, and then right after the tryout, Coach Enna, that was like his first time coming back to Eastern, so then he talked to me right away, and then that's how it all started.
Well, congratulations on the scholarship. Congratulations on the interception. And best of luck to you the rest of the way. Congratulations on the graduation or just about the graduation, yeah. And it was fun chatting with you.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Darnell Hogan here with us. When we come back, Gray Dorton will join us on the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live at M&D, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me, that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain, as in, if we get a puppy, I'll hundo pee always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging provides our area's patients and their physicians with access to the most advanced medical imaging technology in the region. Our 3 Tesla MRI, 3D mammography, SPECT CT scanners, and more allow us to provide the most detailed and accurate medical images available, and we often charge less than local hospitals and clinics for the same exams. When you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
All right, sir, do you know how fast you were going back there?
Well, not really. This new Jaguar from Northern Quest is just so dang comfortable.
That's enough, sir. I'm going to have to ask myself to have a seat in your car.
Say what?
Oh, daddy likes.
Don't miss the Jag Rover Takeover at Northern Quest for your chance to win a Jaguar, Range Rover, or $50,000 in cash. Get one free entry daily. Play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
Ooh, fresh leather.
Dutch Bros Coffee, an official partner of Eagle Football. Kick off the season with a Dutch Bros Pumpkin Cold Brew with cream. The featured drink is a new twist on a classic fall favorite, made with Dutch Bros exclusive nitro-infused cold brew. Enjoy it iced or toasted. It's the perfect way to get the boost you need to cheer on the team. Dutch Bros Coffee, serving Eastern Washington with coffee, cold brew, Rebel energy drinks, and more. All custom made for you and guaranteed to satisfy.
All right, the Eagles against Jacksonville State, Saturday, noon pregame, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. We'll be back here at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino next Monday. Film at 5:30. Hopefully the power doesn't go out so people can get to see the whole highlight film and have the coach talk about it. 6 o'clock, we'll have our radio program right here. Dre Dorton, the National Player of the Week, according to Stats FCS. I don't know how, when you are the National Player of the Week, you're also not the Conference Player of the Week offensively, but, you know, the other guys also have good weeks, so, you know, not everybody gets to win everything all the time. But did you have any idea when you were catching all those passes on Saturday how many passes you had actually caught when the game ended?
I had no idea. I was just out there just playing, just having fun. The ball was coming to me. I was making sure I catch it, get yards afterwards, and went from there.
What did you think when they told you you broke Cooper Kupp's single-game receiving yardage record, that it was Kupp that held that record?
I didn't believe it at first. When Mark told me on the sideline, I was like, I really just did that? Like, it didn't feel like it. Like, I knew I was kind of close, but I didn't think I was close to breaking his record like that. And then when I found out I broke it, it was mind-blowing.
We have two guys here tonight that had to wait their turn here at Eastern. in order to play. Darnell had to wait his turn at defensive end. Dre had to wait his turn at wide receiver. You had to go through Coop. You had to go through Bourne. You had to go through Shaq Hill and Splendo and Simba and all the other guys, Terrence Grady, et cetera, at wide receiver. So how hard was it for you to kind of wait your turn almost to be able to get in and finally be a more of a featured receiver this year?
It was hard at first, just sitting back, just observing, just watching them. But when I got, I was learning a lot from them. On like the times I wasn't in, I was just taking everything in from what they're doing, watch film on them, just going from there. And then when I got the opportunity, I just made the best of it.
You know, if I could tell you a story, when we had a chance to interview him in the post game, he had the biggest smile on his face. I felt like Santa, and he was the little kid waiting for all the presents. He was such a happy guy, you know. And the first question I asked him, he goes, "Yeah, but I dropped one." I go, "Dude, you just caught 15 passes. I had 13 my entire senior year in high school, and you caught more passes in one game than I had my entire year, way more yards, 3 touchdowns, and you were worried about one pass." But I think that says something about you in terms of the level that you guys – expect to play at Eastern Washington in terms of the wide receiver. Because of all the guys that Larry just mentioned, have you taken a lot from them and applied it to your game?
Yeah, I took a lot from them. I talked to Simba here and there at times and just asked him questions about the game and all that, just learn and then watch film. Like I said, like watch film on them, just watch how they play. And I had the opportunity when they're here just to watch how they work off the field as well. And I took a lot from that.
Curry and Thompson, the Splash Brothers, said when they get in a zone, it's like throwing a beach ball up there. Did you feel like you were in a zone on Saturday?
Honestly, not really. I was just out there just playing, just doing my executing the plays and just out there just performing.
Did you know when they were in cover four in that first play and you had a deep post route set up, were you kind of trying to sell, knowing that you had the corner on the outside, safety bid inside, so you had all that room, did you have a good feeling that something big was going to happen on that play?
Yeah, I saw the safety right off the back, saw the safety go to the other side of the field, and he kind of shot down on Jace when he ran the in route, and all I had to do was just beat the corner and run up the hash, and that's what exactly what you beat through it, made a play.
And you made a great catch because it was, I mean, you were fully extended. And it looked like you caught the top third of the ball or the bottom third of the darn thing.
Yeah, it was kind of tough for him because the defender kind of had his hand in there, and I just made sure, like, I'm catching this. Like, there's nothing else. Regardless, I'm catching it.
Isn't it hard, though, when you're open and you had another big long touchdown pass as well? I think the hardest catches are the ones that you're open on because you're worried about maybe taking a peek, maybe not looking the football in. Is that, or you don't care because you'll catch everything. You'll catch a cold. It doesn't matter. You could be like David Letterman and just jump up against the Velcro wall and stick. Is that kind of how you are?
No, like, I try to focus and concentrate on every single pass that comes my way because our receiver coach always talks about snatch the ball, and keep eyes on it. And that's why I kind of went into the game. You don't know why, like when I was open, wide open, I just made sure I concentrated and catch the ball and execute from there.
For me, I thought the best catch you made in the game, I think it was your second catch. It was the one on the sidelines, and you took a shot in the gut right after as you were catching it, and you held on. So was that your best catch in the game, in your opinion?
I'll say, yeah, that's one of them. The other one was my third touchdown when I looked the other way, and then as soon as I turned the other way, the ball was literally right there in my face, and I had to react quick to it and turn from there and score.
You were not necessarily – you were a wide receiver and a defensive back in high school. When you came to Eastern, you started at corner, right?
Yeah.
That was your first position.
Mm-hmm.
Was that something that you wanted, or were you hoping to be on the offensive side of the ball, and how'd you end up on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, since I was mainly getting recruited as a defensive back when I came here, I was just thinking, I was playing defense. And then Coach Nick told me, he actually asked me a question, "You want to play defense or – you want to play receiver?" I was like, "DB." He's like, "Well, no, you play receiver." I was like, "Well, there you have it."
DB is in the Dorton household at Eastern Washington. Your uncle Doug was a defensive back here in the 1990s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he played here. He played for a couple years, actually, and then went down to played at Central for a year, I believe.
And did that have any bearing in you choosing Eastern Washington?
Not really. But, like, as I was growing up, like, watching Coop and all of them, I was like, that's the program I want to be in. Just, like, seeing, and then I came on my recruiting trip. And then just as soon as I got here, everyone just treated me like family off the back. And It's like they didn't even know me at the time. So it's like when I got here and everyone was treating me like family, I was like, yeah, this is the place I want to be.
That family culture is something that's probably a little bit unique to Eastern. I know everybody says they have it. I think this program probably has it more than most, and we saw it on Saturday when Dennis Merritt got hurt. I have never, I don't believe, ever seen every member of the team go out onto the field to try to pat his hand, pat his head, pat the good leg, whatever it is that they were doing with this young man. But did that take some wind out of the team's sails after that injury?
A little bit, because that injury was tough. Like Dennis, he works his butt off like every single day during practice, after practice, and just because he kind of came in the same year as me, and I just see him how he just works, and that was a tough one when he went down.
All right, so I ask this of everybody: what are you majoring in? What do you want to do with life after football?
Majoring in sociology and life after. I'll probably go into like counseling or something like that, just because I like talking with others and just see how they feel it out, like just have like a talk with them.
How are you liking all this media attention? This is your first time, I think, here with us, but they're dragging you in front of TV cameras now on media day and, you know, all this other stuff. Well, what do you think?
Yeah, I was a bit nervous. I mean, when I got here, I was kind of nervous too, but
Made it through.
Yeah, made it through.
All right. Hey, Drake, congratulations on the record. Congratulations on the season so far. Congratulations on your career, because it hasn't been easy having to wait. We appreciate your time, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Drake. Well,
Dre Dorton here with us. When we come back, we'll wrap things up from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Time is brain. For stroke patients, just 1 minute can save approximately 2 million brain cells. The MultiCare Neuroscience Institute at Deaconess Hospital saves time with a fast and efficient protocol that immediately gets stroke patients the care they need. Internationally recognized and the first certified comprehensive stroke center in the region, MultiCare Deaconess Hospital is proud to offer the highest level stroke care to our patients. Visit multicare.org to learn more. MultiCare Deaconess Hospital. MultiCare, here for you.
Washington Trust Bank asks, what's your awesome?
What's my awesome? Well, this week I started training for a mini triathlon in Hawaii. Awesome! I did a food truck crawl and saw a crazy good bluegrass band. Oh, and I got engaged. Probably should have started with that. Love you, sweetie. That's gonna cost me.
Everyone has an awesome, and whatever yours is, Washington Trust Bank can help you get there. Stop by and see a personal banker today. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank, member FDIC.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe.
All right, sir, do you know how fast you were going back there?
Well, not really. This new Jaguar from Northern Quest is just so dang comfortable.
That's enough, sir. I'm going to have to ask myself to have a seat in your car.
Say what?
Oh, daddy likes.
Don't miss the Jag Rover Takeover at Northern Quest for your chance to win a Jaguar, Range Rover, or 50 grand in cash. Get one free entry daily. Play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
Ooh, fresh leather.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
All right, it's going to be Eastern's first ever trip to Alabama, as far as we know, as they take on Jacksonville State this Saturday. These teams will play in Cheney in the 2021 season, but it should be an interesting game. Eastern Washington, Jacksonville State. Our pregame show again starts at noon with kickoff at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and we will have film of the game, and we will talk about it again next Monday right here at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. It's the third of four non-conference games for Eastern. Their next non-conference game will be against Idaho on September 20th, and then the Big Sky Conference opener is the next home game for the Eagles as they take on the University of North Dakota on the 27th of September at Roos Field in Cheney. That's the next home game. You can get tickets for that game by going online right now at GoEags.com. Let's get a good crowd to welcome the Eagles home when they take on North Dakota to begin Big Sky Conference play. Our thanks to our guests here from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. We had Dre Dorton here, record-setting wide receiver. We had defensive end Darnell Hogan and, of course, head coach Aaron Best. Coach Best will be back again next week with player guests here at M&D. Saturday at noon, that's the pregame, the Eagles against Jacksonville State. For Steve Pry, Paul Sorensen, I'm Larry Ware. This has been the Eagle Football Coaches Show from the Eagle from Learfield, IMG Network.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by D Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union, Life Moves, Live Well, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.